Alabama's news talk leader, Phil Williams, live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, I tell you what, welcome to hour number three. It's been a lively one so far. We have covered down on a big old batch of home fries that had some funny stuff and some not so funny stuff. We just had a great session of Butters and Lee, and we're going to do a new section here momentarily called DEI Must Die. But let me take a few text messages first. How about that? Becky from Shelby County. So say, Phil, Becky from Shelby County here. President Biden said in his State of the Union address that the Alabama Supreme Court blocked IVF, one of his many lies. Okay. Biden has not been known to be truthful on most days. But it's like the whole thing about the don't say gay bill. It doesn't even say don't say gay. It doesn't. And no one's going to tell you don't say gay. But, Becky, thanks for the text. Gary from Scottsboro says, a liberal woman in Pennsylvania told me when they took away women's reproductive rights, next they will take away women's rights to vote. Liberal media is all about fear and hate. Yeah, wait for that press conference, I'm sure. In Alabama, they can no longer allow women to vote because they don't have DEI and condoms are no longer available. I'm just waiting for the press release. John C. from Madison is talking about, I guess, the vice presidential pick, says Candace Owens or Carrie Lake. Candace Owens? Nah. I tell you, Candace Owens ought to be the press secretary. She would wear people out. I mean, like she would, I'd like to see a cage match between Candace Owens and Karine Jean-Pierre. Pretty sure I know who comes out on top. Thunderdome. Two women enter. One woman leaves.
My money's on Candace.
Yes, absolutely. Pam from Locust Forks says, where'd he go here? It says, God knew what he was doing when he didn't allow me to have young girls in my home during this. Stupidity of people makes me so mad I'd be in jail. They think it's okay for a confused male to be in a room overnight with my girl? I don't think so. He says, I don't think so, Scooter. They need to get a grip or I'll get a grip around their throats. He says, sorry, just burns me slap up. Whew, Pam, I get it. Girlfriend, just hang on. Mark from Huntsville sends me a link to something. I don't know what it is. It's an opinion piece on one of the worst websites in the entire state of Alabama. So I don't know what you got there. Mark, yeah, we don't go to that site. So anyway, and he wants to talk about two sexes and intersex folks and do I have a dress in my closet? And then says hate is fun. Okay, Mark. Thanks, man. Appreciate you listening to the show. Maybe by listening to the show, you'll actually learn something. Glenda from Decatur says, why is Fannie Willis not up on ethics charges or being disbarred for sleeping with an employee, giving a job and salary not equal to experience and lying to a judge about the affair? Don't think she won't be. Glenda, I think that that still very well could be coming. So stand by. We'll wait and see what's going to happen. We're waiting, by the way. It could happen this afternoon. The judge could issue his ruling on whether or not he's going to agree that she should be removed from the case altogether. Fannie Willis, I mean. Ken from Harvest says, no cage match between Candace Owens and Karine Jean-Pierre. It'd be a battle of the wits. And Karine Jean-Pierre is unarmed. All right, listen, we're going to jump on in here. The next section is called DEI Must Die. And dipper number two for the day, DEI Must D-I-E. So diversity, equity, inclusion, right? And it has been so abused. And don't think for a second that liberals, they want to tell you, this is about making sure that we have an equity opportunity for everybody. Notice how they never say equality. They talk about equity, equity, equity. Equity is so equality is like making sure there's a level playing field so that everyone can play on it. Equity is saying, well, you play better than that one, so we're going to take some of what you got and give it to that one so that we can redistribute what we believe everybody should have so that nobody has more. That's equity. Diversity, equity, and inclusion. Diversity has gotten to be one of the most, and inclusion have gotten to be two of the most abused words in the English language. And they don't mean anything conservative whatsoever. Listen, they don't. Those two words right there are like clarion calls for progressive liberal thought. diversity. It's like, have you ever seen that bumper sticker that people put on their cars? And it's always a liberal person. It says coexist. And the words for coexist are the symbols of the various religions around the world, you know? And they say coexist. We already coexist. We already do. Yeah. What they really mean by putting that bumper sticker on is, you better believe what I believe. And what you believe is not as good as what I believe. No, that's, we already coexist. I love it when they say diversity. What they really mean is, we want transgenders to get hiring preferences. That's what they mean. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that Black Lives Matter has a new square named after it. That's what they mean. So diversity, equity, and inclusion, here we go. I mean, I'm going to give you a few examples of things that have happened here most recently. Story came out last week. Pulled this one from the Daily Wire. Exclusive. CVS, that's the pharmacy, the drugstore, CVS. CVS leadership training requires participants to confess their privilege and make allyship pledges. In case you didn't know, allyship just basically means I'm on board with you. I'm not gay, but I'm on board. I'm an ally. What a stupid concept. You got to put a name on everything. I'm your ally. Are you my ally? Really? How about this? Just, man, stop. You don't have to have me surround you to be okay. But, you know, liberals constantly require outside external affirmation. It says a required leadership training program at a I'm just winging this right now, man. I'm just saying stuff. And it's all coming out right now, Big Rig. You better stand by that red button over there. No telling what's going to happen here.
That's good. Let's hear it.
Says Daily Wire, a required leadership training program at a retail pharmacy giant CVS asks participants to confess their privilege as part of a diversity, equity, and inclusion DEI action plan, as well as a pledge their allyship to various social justice causes. Okay. The training titled Creating a DEI Action Plan was given last month to employees in the General Management Development Program. The training is labeled the GMDP, that's General Management Development Program, Rotation 2 Curriculum, and it demands that participants conduct a personal audit of their biases and commit to pushing the DEI agenda as allies. Here's a quote. Quote, CVS Health's commitment to inclusion and belonging is unwavering, and our holistic approach to strategic diversity management is inclusive of every one of our colleagues and those we care for each day. I'm just vomiting out words right there, but that's so what you've got there is, it doesn't matter how you feel. It doesn't matter what your personal belief system is. It doesn't matter. If you want to work for CVS, you have to take this program that says, hey, if you're going to be in management here, you've got to agree to assess your own privilege and acknowledge that perhaps you are the problem. How about this? Do it the other way around. Just say, you're not allowed to tell people that if their skin color is different than yours, they can't work here. They can work here. You can't do that. Our laws right now are set up for equality to make sure that people are not discriminated against. Whereas for equity, they want to make sure that people are given favoritism. There's a difference. Favoritism and equality are two different things. Equity literally just means I'm going to make sure that you get more than you deserve or you've earned simply because I'm trying to show you how woke I am and I'm your ally. Equality says I will not allow you to not be hired because of who you are. And if you're qualified for the job, that's what matters. CVS. I work at Walgreens, by the way. Thank you very much. They're probably woke too, but that's just where I get my prescriptions. Thank you very much. How about this one, though? Ooh, I tell you what, we better take a break. Let's take the break right now, Big Rig. I realize I was about to kick off something about the Biden State Department and their diversity agenda and how much it costs. DEI needs to die. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like saving the world one soundbite at a time. Hey, I'm in number two of the Triple Dipper. It may wind up being a double dipper day, man. It just may be. And that's okay, especially when you got good stuff like we've had today. So I'm doing this segment called DEI Must DIE. DEI Must Die. Diversity, equity, inclusion. In my opinion, it's the hotbed. It's the cradle of progressive liberalism. It is absolutely where leftists embed themselves because it gives them the platform they need to enact all their policies, and they get their whole activist wish list, and then be given a title like chief diversity officer at your college or this corporation, and all of a sudden all the things they dreamed about, you know, picketing on the streets for, they get to do it in real life and they get paid for it. Awesome. Well, DEI has become the biggest scam. And oh, by the way, it's in government. It's in a lot of government, to include our U.S. government. So here's a story, Daily Wire again, came out yesterday. Exclusive, State Department forced to disclose its multi-million-dollar cost of Biden's diversity agenda. Yep. So President Joe Biden's State Department privately disclosed to Congress that it spent $77 million. Hey, Greg, do you know how much stuff we could do for Right Side Radio with about, I don't know, a tenth of that? We could.
I could think of some things.
We could think, just like maybe three or four.
Yeah.
$77 million taxpayer dollars on diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility efforts in the last two years. That's the last 2 years. Y'all, that is... $38.5 million per year. The administration was forced by a provision in last year's spending bill to disclose to Congress how much it spent on DEI. The private report obtained exclusively by Daily Wire shows Biden spent $77 million in 22 and 23 on DEI-related initiatives. And so it goes on and talks about some of the things they do. But when you've got stuff like, you know, funds that aren't being disclosed, but they're being used to pay for 12 full-time employees in the Office of the Diversity and Inclusion. The Chief Diversity and Inclusion Officer, Constance Myers, has an annual taxpayer salary of $180,000 a year. She gets paid more than congressmen. Congressional leaders who forced the disclosure say it shows that the State Department's ideological overemphasis on DEI has come to penetrate every bureau and embassy under the Biden administration. It's unbelievable. I've got a copy here of part of what the report looked like, and it has workforce and pay, compensation, recruitment and hiring, and promotions and retentions. I mean, they've literally gone all in. $83 million for continued expansion of programs to foster diversity in the new budget. $83 million to support the president's executive orders on DEI. You know what they're doing too, by the way? They're building a deep state. Yes, sir. That just came to me while I'm sitting here thinking about this. They're building a deep state. They're building the activists that will still be in their seats when Biden loses the election. Think about that. By the way, there's a deep state. Oh, yes, there is. And there's a deep state in Montgomery, too, I can tell you for a fact. Saw it firsthand. But the deep state is the embedded bureaucrats who think that they own the government and not the elected officials that the people sent to Washington to make decisions. They're GS workers, which is nothing wrong with that, but they were not elected to be Congress. They were not elected to be the courts. They were not elected to be the executive branch. They were appointed and or hired to work. And so here's what Biden's doing. He's spending millions and millions of your taxpayer dollars building a deep state that will transcend his time in office, which I hope is going to be transcended pretty soon. In 2021, it says, for example, the State Department pledged an annual $10 million grant to the Global Equality Fund, a public-private partnership that bankrolls LGBT activist groups across the world. God. It's just... The State Department also employs a special envoy to advance human rights of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and intersex persons, paying former activist Jessica Stern $180,000 a year to travel the globe pushing transgenderism. Awesome. There's also a whopping $2.6 billion taxpayer dollars to advance gender equity and equality across a broad range of sectors for fiscal year 23. Golly, it just goes on and on and on. The State Department recently reaffirmed its commitment to embed equity throughout the agency. There's the deep state. And within the foreign policymaking process, oh, good, we're exporting it now. In a new equity action plan, which claims that the inequity is a national security challenge. No, it's not. I got news. whether or not you can be transgender in a remote Indian village in the, you know, the high mountains of the I don't know, pick a spot, Kashmir. It is not a matter of national security. Whether or not there are enough hiring preferences given to LGBTQ or disabled or people of a certain demographic in, I don't know, pick one, Nigeria, is not a matter of national security. But this is what they're doing. They're hiring. DEI is the opportunity to hire activists and place them in government roles so that they can then affect public policy on their own as a deep state member. And they're doing it with your tax dollars. Now, there's also places, this one will boggle your mind. Daily Wire has been on this. Another story from Daily Wire came out about 2 weeks ago. DEI medical school garbage. This time it's UCLA. Yeah, UCLA medical school, one of the best in the country. They were all required to attend a mandatory class called Structural Racism and Health Equity. This may crap up. It was instructed to UCLA medical students to read about the wars of indigenous resistance in which Native Americans killed thousands of white people so students could imagine what liberation could look like. Being taught in, you know, medical school. Meanwhile, students are also taught about, quote, blackness and indigeneity and how we can imagine a world in the aftermath of settler colonialism and white supremacy. This is UCLA medical school. Medical school. I just want to know, when they come out, can they diagnose my illness? Or are they going to be too caught up in my skin color? Because you trained them to look at things through a different lens. Well, what they're doing right now is they're trying to co-opt culture. And this is in one of the top medical schools in the nation. By the way, there's also an array of what they call unscientific garbage that literally, including... Emails from the first year class at UCLA's medical school reveal students are encouraged to listen to a podcast called Indigeni, which covers an array of unscientific garbage, including people who identify as Two-Spirit and Wimixen, because you can't say women, so the word has an X in it instead of an E. Who the frick makes this up? And you can't say women, because women includes the word men in it, so you say Wimixen, which is not even pronounced. Listen, DEI... is this literally gobbledygook for an opportunity for deep state to enact policy on its own? We'll do more of this when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one. I'm talking about this one. This one right here, Alabama. Y'all don't talk about this show. It goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi all thrown in just for good measure. Listen, I tell you who else covers a lot of major ground. That's our friends over at Southern Immediate Care. So Southern Immediate Care, if you're not familiar, they are a chain of clinics that covers a huge swath of ground across our overly broad listening area. Southern Immediate Care, with locations like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six more locations around the Birmingham area. Listen, y'all, they're open 7 days a week. They can see all ages. I always kind of say pediatric to geriatric. They can see all of them. I mean, if you get sick on a Saturday, do you want to wait till Monday? No. You head on down to Southern Immediate Care. And by the way, this is who I use personally. And I say that with, you know, every bit of sincerity. And I say it because, not because they advertise, not at all. In fact, I asked them to advertise after I'd been using them because I thought, this is so good, I could brag on this. Every time I've been, it's clean, it's professional, it's friendly. Southern Immediate Care. Y'all, if you need something medical, look them up, find the location nearest to you, head on down there while you're filling out the forms. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. Southern Immediate Care. Hey, listen, I gotta run to the phones right now because Jeff Rowe from Indiana is on the line. Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
I'm just looking to see where I can get some of that equity money because I've did more in the last 5 minutes than billions of dollars worth of this equity money's provided the nation.
I'm saying $77 million in the last 2 years just on DEI initiatives. How ridiculous is that?
I'm serious. I mean, where can I sign up to get some of that equity money? Because, you know, if they're paying these employees that kind of money and everything, I feel I should get some of that, you know, because I should be included.
Well, if you're willing to identify as a black female transgender, then you can probably get some.
Hey, whenever money's involved, I can identify as anything you want. which leads to my next thing here.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as a trans man or trans woman.
That's right.
That's just totally... Okay, so let's start calling them what they are. You have gender dysphoric people,
yep,
which is a mental illness.
Yep.
And then you have posers, basically, who think or act like they are for attention because if they don't have the mental illness, if they're just doing this to maybe get in the same room with little girls at the Space Center, that could be a different thing. You know, I don't know if this guy is actually has his disorder or if he's just actually, you know, posing as one.
It's a mess. But, you know, Riley Gaines, her thing, and I heard her say this recently, is we need to stop saying the other way around, not just saying trans women, stop saying biological men, biological women, because they're just men and women. That we don't have to name them, classify them as by classifying them as biological women, it's like we're acknowledging that there's something else out there besides a biological woman. And and I think she's absolutely right. Let's stop pretending. It's just like I don't use their pronouns. I'm going to stop saying biological women. I'm going to say women, period.
Yeah.
Women,
period, and men, period. And, you know, if they have gender dysphoria, you know, I feel sorry for them, but it's a mental illness, and let's call it what it is, your gender dysphoric.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I use the same thing. You know, if you was going to a place where a bomb went off and everybody's, you know, blown to pieces, you can't identify them, and you have to DNA them, your DNA is going to say you're either a male or a female. So, I mean, that's the only way. It doesn't matter if they say they're trans or had the surgeries or anything else. So,
well, you
I think it needs to go down to genetics.
You say that, man, but here on this show, I had a thing sometime in the last 6-8 months in the world of archaeology. There is a push by liberals to not classify when a grave is found, whether it was the grave of a man or a woman, because you don't know how they identified during their lifetime. I'm going to tell you, I know how they identified as a man or a woman.
What was that one thing we were talking about that one day about where you can change the gender of your deceased family member?
Oh, yes. I mean, like you can go after the fact and say, I'm pretty sure that daddy really identified as a woman. We want that death certificate changed. It's unreal. It's crazy. Jeff, where are you at right now, buddy?
I'm at the 354 exit, northbound I-65 in Alabama.
All right, brother. Well, be safe on the road, all right?
Hey, today's my Friday, man. I'm doing good.
Okay. We'll see you soon.
See you, bud.
All right. So, listen, by the way, in case you did not know, Alabama made national news. I'm talking about DEI must die, the D-I-E. DEI must D-I-E. So, Fox News had the story that came out just a couple weeks ago. The Alabama legislature, and by the way, I'll call balls and strikes. Do I get frustrated with them sometimes? Yeah, I do. And I think I've earned the right to have that frustration. But I also love it when they do something right. And one of the things they've been doing right is several things. But one of the things they've been doing right is a bill to prohibit diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives in higher ed. So Fox News picked up the story just a couple weeks ago and had a feature on this about the state of Alabama. Advancing legislation aimed at prohibiting universities, schools, and other public entities from maintaining DEI offices or funding initiatives that teach what Republicans are labeling as divisive concepts. So it became known as the Divisive Concepts Bill. Why is that divisive? Well, because Democrats didn't like it. So I guess they were divided in the legislature. And Democrats were just all about it, man. It was all, I mean, so the bottom line is, here's the deal. Senator Will Barfoot, who's a good dude, chairs the Judiciary Committee in the Senate. Senator Will Barfoot was a sponsor of the bill. He said it was designed to remove wedges, and that's what DEI does. DEI is designed to drive wedges into our culture. He said it gives a list of divisive concepts, including that, quote, any individual should accept, acknowledge, affirm, or assent to a sense of guilt, complicity, or a need to apologize on the basis of his or her race, color, religion, sex, ethnicity, or national origin. Could somebody please tell CVS that? The very idea that UCLA Med School is going to have a class that teaches you how to acknowledge your privilege and your white bias, and you know, and have to watch shows about what's going to happen when white supremacy is finally overthrown and decolonization takes place. What an asinine thing to say. Alabama state senators did approve the bill. Well, guess what? I've got a story here from 1819 News that came out just 2 days ago. The Alabama House of Representatives passed that Senate bill to abolish state-funded DEI, and it is going to the governor for signature, and it's expected that she will sign it. So what I'm saying is this. Alabama is one of many states. 30 states, by the way. 30 states have now enacted some level of state-level prohibition against DEI policies in their public entities. You can't tell. I mean, I can't. And I don't want this to happen. I mean, granted, if CVS wants to go down that road, they just run the risk of losing good employees and losing customers. You know, Bud Light, you know what I'm saying? But if a private entity is going to go down that road, that is their choice, as long as they are not trying to create something that affects all of society. Like when Target said, we will allow the bathrooms to be transgender use. Well, what that did was it immediately put women who had no other options in an insecure opportunity or insecure moment. Well, we're looking right now at public institutions. Senate Bill 129 by State Senator Garland Gudger from Cullman would prohibit public entities from promoting, endorsing, or requiring affirmation of certain divisive concepts related to race, sex, or religion. The legislation would ban certain public entities from conditioning their enrollment or attendance in certain classes or training based on race or color. It would allow those public entities to discipline and terminate employees who violate the act. In the House, it says the debate dragged on until members finally voted to. It's called cloture. They had to actually cloture the Democrats because they were filibustering. They finally clotured the Democrats and voted to pass the bill. Anthony Daniels, boy, he's on a roll today. I mean, you know what? I like Anthony Daniels. He's a Democrat, but I like the guy. But man, he has been on some liberal mantras the last few days. He said this. He said, as you know today, the state of Alabama committed a sin. Whew, there's some rhetoric. By limiting its restrictions to a list of ideas designated as offenses, the act targets speech based upon content. No, it doesn't. The state of Alabama today has really taken us backwards. We're in a place where we want people to enjoy diversity, equity, and inclusion in our state. We want to attract people to live and work and play here. Today's another example that we are trying to continue to divide our state. They're the ones dividing the state. The DEI initiatives are the ones dividing the state. But then he went one step further. And I'm rather appalled by this, to be honest with you. I'm not being melodramatic. I am appalled by this. He says, I'm hopeful that organizations start to file lawsuits. Wow. He said, even if we have to file a lawsuit about this particular issue, we will. But we hope that other organizations pay close attention and start the process of filing a lawsuit. So he lost the vote and decided that, you know, he's going to encourage, as a state legislator, encourage people to look at filing lawsuits. And then they went into sports. Because somehow or another, they've decided that what this means is athletes are no longer safe in Alabama. What? What's that got to... Listen, if you think for a second that the much-vaunted SEC programs at Auburn and Alabama and the other great schools like Jacksonville State and UAB and Troy and South Alabama and UNA, if you think for a second that all those college sports are not going to be able to recruit people because we're in a state, listen, they said this about abortion too. It's going to drive businesses out of the state. Has it? Has it really? No. It's going to make it very difficult to do tourism. Has it really? Has it? No. This is the hyperbole they use. When they see people moving back towards conservative values, when they see us doing away with their launching platforms for liberal progressive policies embedded in our state organizations, then yes, yes, then you got a problem. And that's what they want to do. They literally will try to scare you into believing that somehow it'll change your life. So I had a brand new texter, and we're just gonna, I think we're just gonna call him Jimmy from North Alabama. But Jimmy from North Alabama says, I'm a senior GS employee, and you are exactly right about the deep state and the federal government. They openly defy elected officials and laws they do not personally support. DEI has run rampant, and my boss was fired from her management position for saying that she would hire on the basis of merit. Wow. They have affinity groups, which are basically run by political officers who enforce DEI, and the current freakout is that they have to go back to the office. They don't like it. Trump has to find a way to clean it out and reform the civil service. Brother or sister, or he calls himself Jimmy, so I'm assuming it's the dude. Blessings on you, and ain't it a crying shame. All right, listen, Big Rig, take the last break of the day, man. We'll take that right now. We'll come right back. DEI, it must die. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. Matthew from Trinity says, I thought equity was what you got when you paid your mortgage. Yes. Yes, it is. That, you know what? There's another T-shirt. Equity, defined as what you get when you pay your mortgage, not what you get by just going to work every day. All right, listen, amazing day, filled up with stuff. We got more tomorrow. You guys, listen, the reason why we do this is because of this audience. Absolutely. I mean, Big Rig and I could sit here and talk in the microphone and push all the buttons. If nobody was listening, why would we do it? But it's not only that, it's the audience that you are. It's not just that you're listening, it's that you're engaging, and we appreciate it. And every single day, I want you to know this show, we're going to do what I call the four E's. We're going to educate, enlighten, empower, and entertain you on what it means to be a conservative. And I hope that all through it all, you pick up the message. And the message being that I believe Jesus is Lord, America's great, Alabama's beautiful, and life's worth living. Y'all have a great night.